The 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, November 16th. The Collect and Psalm will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. The Old Testament Epistle and Gospel will be read from the International Children's Bible. Blessed Lord, who caused all Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. Look, I will make new heavens and a new earth, and people will not remember the past. They will not think about those things. My people will be happy forever because of the things I will make. I will make a Jerusalem that is full of joy, and I will make her people a delight. Then I will rejoice over Jerusalem. I will be delighted with my people. There will never again be crying and sadness in that city. There will never be a baby from that city who lives only a few days. And there will never be an older person who doesn't have a long life. A person who lives 100 years will be called young, and the person who dies before he is 100 will be thought of as a sinner. In that city, the person who builds a house will live there. The person who plants vineyards will get to eat grapes. No more will one person build a house and someone else live there. One person will not plant a garden and someone else eat its fruit. My people will live a long time as trees live long. My chosen people will live there and enjoy the things they make. People will never again work for nothing. They will never again give birth to children who die young. All my people will be blessed by the Lord. My people and their children will be blessed. I will provide for their needs before they ask. I will help them while they are still asking for help. Wolves and lambs will eat together in peace. Lions will eat hay like oxen. A snake on the ground will not hurt anyone. They will not hurt or destroy each other on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 1, Psalm, is Canticle 9. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in Him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and He will be my Savior. Therefore you shall draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And on that day you shall say, Give thanks to the Lord and call upon His name. Make His deeds known among the peoples. See that they remember that His name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for He has done great things, and this is known in all the world. Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy, for the Great One in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Track 2, Old Testament, is from Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. There is a day coming that will be like a hot furnace. All the proud and the evil people will be like straw. On that day they will be completely burned up. Not a root or branch will be left, says the Lord of heaven's armies. But for you who honor me, goodness will shine on you like the sun. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 2 Psalm is Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. With his right hand and his holy arm has he won for himself the victory. The Lord has made known his victory, his righteousness has he openly shown in the sight of the nations. He remembers his mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel, and all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice, and sing. Sing to the Lord with a harp and the voice of song. With trumpets and the sound of the horn, shout with joy before the King, the Lord. Let the sea make a noise in all that is in it, the lands and those who dwell therein. Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord when he comes to judge the earth. In righteousness shall he judge the world, and the peoples with equity. The epistle is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. Brothers, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, we command you to stay away from any believer who refuses to work. People who refuse to work are not following the teaching that we gave them. You yourselves know that you should live as we live. We were not lazy when we were with you, and when we ate another person's food, we always paid for it. We worked and worked so that we would not be a trouble to any of you. We worked night and day. We had the right to ask you to help us, but we worked to take care of ourselves so that we would be an example for you to follow. When we were with you, we gave you this rule: if anyone will not work, he will not eat. We hear that some people in your group refuse to work. They do nothing, and they busy themselves in other people's lives. We command those people to work quietly and earn their own food. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we beg them to do this. Brothers, never become tired of doing good. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 through 19. Some of the followers were talking about the temple and how it was decorated with beautiful stones and gifts offered to God. But Jesus said, "The time will come when all that you see here will be destroyed. Every stone will be thrown down to the ground. Not one stone will be left on another." Some followers asked Jesus, "Teacher, when will these things happen? What will show us that it is time for them to take place?" Jesus said, "Be careful, don't be fooled. Many people will come using my name. They will say, 'I am the Christ,' and the right time has come, but don't follow them. When you hear about wars and riots, don't be afraid. These things must happen first. Then the end will come later." The Gospel of the Lord. On November 18th, we celebrate the life of Hilda, Abbess of Whitby, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Hilda's career falls into two equal parts, says the Venerable Bede, for she spent 33 years nobly in secular habit, while she dedicated an equal number of years, still more nobly, to the Lord in the monastic life. Hilda, born in 614, was the grandniece of King Edwin. She was instructed by Paulinus, one of the companions of Augustine of Canterbury, in the doctrines of Christianity in preparation for her baptism at the age of 13. She lived, chaste and respected, at the king's court for 20 years, and then decided to enter the monastic life. She had hoped to join the convent of Chelles in Gaul, but Bishop Aidan was so impressed by her holiness of life that he recalled her to her home country in East Anglia to live in a small monastic settlement. 1 year after her return, Aidan appointed her abbess of Hartlepool. There Hilda established the rule of life that she had been taught by Paulinus and Aidan. She became renowned for her wisdom, eagerness for learning, and devotion to God's service. Some years later, she founded the abbey at Whitby, where both nuns and monks lived in strict obedience to Hilda's rule of justice, devotion, chastity, peace, and charity. Known for her prudence and good sense, Hilda was sought out by kings and other public men for advice and counsel. Those living under her rule devoted so much time to the study of Scripture and to works of righteousness that many were found qualified for ordination. Several of her monks became bishops. At least one pursued further studies in Rome. She encouraged the poet Caedmon, a servant at Whitby, to become a monk and to continue his inspired writing. All who were her subjects or knew her, Bede remarks, called her mother. In 663, Whitby was the site of the famous synod convened to decide divisive questions involved in the differing traditions of Celtic Christians and the followers of Roman order. Hilda favored the Celtic position, but when the Roman position prevailed, she was obedient to the synod's decision. Hilda died on November 17, 680, surrounded by her monastics, whom in her last hour she urged to preserve the gospel of peace. Let us pray. O God of peace, by whose grace the abbess Hilda was endowed with gifts of justice, prudence, and strength, to rule as a wise mother over the nuns and monks of her household, and to become a trusted and reconciling friend to leaders of the Church, raise up those gifts in us that we, following her example and prayers, may build up one another in love to the benefit of your Church, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.